man. I gotta stop drinking soda, Tyler.
Well, this isn't soda, Sam.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking Olipop.
I have never heard of that in my entire life.
You've never heard of Olipop?
Mm-mm.
Olipop is a new type of soda. Instead of unhealthy additives and hard-to-pronounce chemicals, each can is packed with 9 grams of fiber, just 35 calories, and between 2 to 5 grams of sugar. Olipop is formulated with a proprietary formula of plant-based prebiotics that are scientifically proven to bolster digestive health.
You're joking.
Not joking. You can save 15% on your order with using our code, which is HERDSODA, which is H-E-R-D-S-O-D-A, at drinkolipop.com.
What are y'all waiting for?
Click the link down below and save 15% on your order at drinkolipop.com.
Pokemon! And welcome back.
Pokemon!
To Have You Heard About Animals. Pika edition. I'm taking my lines.
Did we say it at the same time?
Yes, and I hate it.
Now, I know what you're all thinking. And yes, we did both instantly think about Pikachu. But we have no confirmation that that is what it derives from.
I looked it up. It isn't, apparently, because apparently the creators of Pokemon said it is based off of a squirrel.
Okay, well, that's weird, and I call fraud.
We call lame.
Pikas are pretty freaking cute. I'm going to be honest. I like
and
these ones.
And they're thieves.
Little thieves, like Abu from Aladdin.
Yeah. A group of Pikas is called a colony. That's all I could find on them. And this is what one sounds like.
Pika 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 Pika.
Oh my gosh. What an awesome sounding noise they make.
Wow. It's crazy that it sounds like that.
Yeah, it's just so practiced and rehearsed.
Okay, here's the real one. Here's what a real Pika sounds like. All right, yes, but that's what a real Pika sounds like. They're absolutely adorable, like Sam said, and they're very
tiny. They're also super dramatic.
Yeah.
They cannot survive under 77 degrees. And you know what? That sounds a lot like Izzy.
Ah, good times. But they are very cute. They like to steal things from people and steal things from other Pikas. Their habitat is pretty much haystacks. They like being in haystacks. They put their food in haystacks for, like, their winter food to hide there. Yeah.
We said where they live, right?
No, we didn't.
Oh, they're found in North America and Asia.
I did not know they were found in North America. I thought they were only found in Asia.
Nope. And also, the large-eared Pika, they're the highest living mammals. They live at 20,000 feet.
Interesting.
And these ones are related to rabbits.
Yes. That's what I was confused about earlier.
That's what I was confused about earlier, too.
They are herbivores. their predators are mainly weasels, eagles, and dog weasel eagles. Weasel eagles.
Oh, those stupid weasel eagle dog weasels.
But they are pretty hard to catch. They go up to 50 miles an hour. That's pretty quick for
that is
a
really
small
fast.
Creature.
I mean, I've tried to catch a rat before who probably doesn't run as fast, and it's like watching nothing good. It's not watching anything good.
Pikas prefer solitude to company. They are very solitary boys and girls.
Mm-hmm. And as described by the internet, they have a meep alarm call. Where they literally sound like they're going, meep, meep.
Some of these photos of Pikas make it look like they judge you. Like, there you.
They could be a little judgy if they want. I'd be judgy of humans, too.
But they're so fat and fluffy.
Hey, we don't use the term fat.
They're so cute.
They have a whole lot to love.
As we said, Pikas are called lagomorphs, which means they are cousins to hares and rabbits. Lagomorphs. They live in the Rocky Mountain National Park. They are very abundant in that park. And they have two different species of that, northern and southern Pikas.
Peekaboo. I want good news. I want good news.
It'll shut you up. All right, here's the good news.
Have you heard the good news?
have some if you want.
I do too, but you go.
No, you go.
No, you
We're
go.
We're going to do double duty. You do yours
first. All right,
first.
You go first.
Okay, fine.
All right, I'll go.
Okay, you go.
No. All right, we're in the first year of the fusion age, meaning that we are getting more and more closer to nuclear fission reactors appearing in few decade times. That's
Place
pretty cool.
Go, wow. And my good news are that seals are making a comeback in Belgium.
Seal?
Yeah. And that's our good news.
That's pretty worthless. I'm kidding. Yeah. We're good. Go back to the show.
Pikas do not hibernate.
Did not know that. I don't know why I didn't see that.
They are just year-round girlies.
Yes. Also, they emit a high whistling call to communicate with other pikas to announce intruders into their territories.
Is that what the meep is?
No, I don't think it's the meep, but I don't know. I would have to look it up, and we don't have time for that
Maybe
right now.
Maybe we should start having those.
What?
Meepy alarm calls?
That would be pretty cute.
Yeah.
We will say they are endangered due to global warming and habitat loss.
They also have hidden tails.
Are they hidden or are they just fat?
They're tiny tails. Just like a wabbit.
Just a wabbit. Whenever they, during winter, since they don't hibernate, they gather a lot of food and vegetation for winter. And they hide it
up.
All over the place.
They just collect it all up and scurry it away places so that they'll always have food.
One pika was noticed, or not one, but the Colorado Parks and Wildlife did a survey in 1990 to see how much food that they gathered. And one pika alone gathered 61 pounds. That is a 10-week accumulation of vegetation equal to
pika.
14,000. What?
Oh, I said pika. Just one.
Oh, I was so confused. I thought somebody was coming
in
the room.
Sorry. It was a Wayne's World reference.
Oh, I haven't seen Wayne's World in forever. What was I saying? Oh, it's a 10-week accumulation of vegetation equal to 14,000 travels or 25 trips every hour.
That is nutty, but hey, when you run 15 miles per hour,
it's not that
fast. You can get a whole lot done.
I mean, it doesn't take that
it's
long.
It's fast
that
if you're
fast.
A tiny boy.
No. I was saying it doesn't take that long. I didn't mean to say that. It's not that fast. Oh. But that is the main things about pikas. If you do want to look up more about pikas, there's a website called A2ZAnimals.com, and it tells you all the fun facts about pikas. You can also go on YouTube.
You can also go on any internet website. No, you cannot. Not everything's credible. Don't believe everything you read. Bye, kids.
Bye.
Have You Heard About Animals is an educational podcast where we teach the importance of animals and human relationships. Sam and I have worked hard to create something that everyone can enjoy. So with that, please leave us a 5-star review, a review and what you think about the podcast. Have You Heard About Animals was created by Sam Splash and Tyler. All music is copyrighted by Have You Heard About Animals and Sam Splash Records. Artwork is copyrighted by Have You Heard About Animals and Sin Elric. Editing was done by Hugo.